National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall calls the resolution offered by Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mike Johanns a fantastic move that captures NCBA's frustration with
being treated like a political hot potato here on our beef trade with Japan. And being able to go in there with 24 original co-sponsors, you know, a quarter of the Senate, I think really shows the administration, USTR and USDA, that we need to get serious about getting Japan to negotiate and open up for more beef trade. So we're very pleased with what they did, pleased with all the co-sponsors. We're going to keep working to get a few more on there.
The U.S. government effort to date to restore full market access for American beef worldwide has not met NCBA's expectations, according to Woodall.
Here we are. Almost seven years after the BSE case in Washington State that put us in the situation we're in, especially in regards to our Asian countries, and we're not much closer than we were back then. And that's the frustrating part, because the science is there, the trade recommendations from OIE are there. There's no reason why we shouldn't have access.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.